Scorpio, and welcome to Vision Quest, your 2016 annual reading from Planet Waves. My name is Eric Francis, here to tell you a little bit about the stars, the planets, and the runes in the next section. I have been reading up about your sign today and spent some time with the written reading and with your charts. And before I get into the charts I'm using for this forecast, which are for a bit later in the year, I just wanted to mention that we are in a delightfully Scorpionic moment right now, in that there are two conjunctions going on, both involving the rulers of Scorpio. The first thing is that Mars, the traditional planet associated with your sign, is currently in your sign. And that can be energizing, and can be giving you a kind of receptivity to various forms of inspiration, but mostly it's about the determination to be who you are and to live your life the way that you want to live. Mars in Scorpio is powerful. It is moving slowly because Mars is heading into a retrograde that will begin in April. I'll tell you more about that. But the thing about this Mars placement right now is that it is making a number of different aspects, but I think most significantly a conjunction to Juno in Scorpio. So it's Mars conjunct Juno in Scorpio. And Juno, by most astrologers, would be considered the kind of Scorpio asteroid because it has a lot of emotional material to it, and it can be both passionate and jealous. And the thing here is that it is presenting you with a choice. This conjunction is presenting you with a choice for how to respond to your environment right now. It's a little like, do you respond in an open-minded way or do you respond in a closed-minded way? When presented with something, do you look at it as it is or do you immediately want to control things? And to what extent are you an advocate for others rather than being someone who basically kind of adds up the score of their value? And I would say that the way to take this conjunction that's happening and will be happening for a while, even, you know, you'll be hearing this a few days after I've recorded it, but still it's quite present and strong, is that it would be wise to not take control. It would be wise to let this conjunction stoke your desire for justice rather than a desire for anything else. In other words, advocate the underdog. And the thing with Juno, besides that part about advocating the underdog, which doesn't really get too much airplay, is I would say that there is a need described here for you to articulate your emotional needs. The thing about Juno, especially when you look at the Juno discovery chart from like 1903 or 1803, whenever it was discovered, is that it is a kind of a hot mess of needing to simply express emotional needs, lest they turn to resentment. And this is a thing that people can take a long time to learn, and often there may be a feeling of guilt associated with expressing one's emotional needs, and I would say get over yourself on that one and make sure that you're able to say what it is you need and what it is that you expect from others and what the terms are, you know, rather than kind of quietly evaluating them and seeing if they meet those terms without knowing what they are. State openly what they are, and you don't need to do this in any kind of an angry way, but rather in a simply a direct way. The other thing about Juno is that it is encouraging you to be your own partner. I might not be saying this if it weren't Mars, your planet, conjunct Juno, in a sense your asteroid, in your sign. But there is an obsession in our culture, many cultures, really. I mean, it seems to pervade all the hemispheres, of an obsession with partnering by people who are not really their own best friend. They're not really their own partner yet. And this is about marrying yourself. It's about being the most dependable person in your life and recognizing that you are. And I would propose that this will make you a better partner, a better lover to other people, and not a worse one. Now, as if this was not exciting enough, there is a conjunction going on in Capricorn right now. And Capricorn comes into the scene in the chart for your, the official chart for your reading, not the one that I'm reading sua sponte right now, but still, the story kind of is told one way in this chart and another way later in the year. And in this chart today, I'm doing this reading the day before Mercury stations direct in Capricorn, and it's doing so, making a double conjunction to Pluto. So right now, Mercury is retrograde, and it is conjunct Pluto up to less than 1 degree. And here, too, is an image of learning to articulate, of learning to take the risk of saying what is true for you. Mercury retrograde, conjunct Pluto, you might describe that as discovering what is true for you, especially since Mercury is going to station direct on Monday, that being the 25th, in a conjunction to Pluto. This is a moment of discovery and